We're now in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dal and Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is now going to explain different psukim in Megillas Eicha. Eicha Yeshva Badad Amar Rava. How does this Eicha? How does this Yerushalayim or the Bnei Israel sit alone? Amar Rava, Rava says Amar Rava Yochanan. Bnei Mal Laku Yisro BeEicha. Why were the Jewish people punished with the word Eicha? That's the Megillah starts with this word. Bnei Sha'avru Al Shloshim Vashesh Krisus Shabbatorah, because they violated the 36. Chayvei Krisus that are in the Torah. The idea is, and the gematria of Eicha is 36. And the idea is that if we violate Chayvei Krisus, then we deserve to be cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Rav Yochanan b'malaku ba'alef beis. Why were they punished with alef beis? Because the psukim of Megillas Eicha, each pasuk, the first pasuk is alef, second pasuk is beis, the third pasuk is gimel. Because they violated the Torah that was given with the Aleph Beis. The Gemara continues to darshan, explain the Pesukim Veicha. Yashva Badar Amar Rav, Rav says Amar Yochanan Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Ani Amarti Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov El Eretz Dagan V'Tirosh Av Shemav Yarfu Tal. That Betach Badav, they're gonna dwell secure and alone. Even though they're gonna be alone, they're gonna be secure. Achshav Yeh Badad Moshavam. Now they are going to be like alone, their dwelling place will be alone. They'll be far away from the rest of the world, like mitzoraim, like people who have tzaras. Ha'ir rabasiam continues the pasuk. Amrav Rav Yochanan shahayu masim. He said this city had a lot of people. Why? How do they do that? Shahayu masim katan gadol gdol lekatan. They would have a young girl get married to an older man and an older woman to a young man. Because if a young man and young woman get married and they're together, so it's hard for them to have a child. Usually one of them has to be an adult. It's not clear exactly how old, but if an older man marries a younger woman and an older woman marries a younger man, a katan, then there'd be more of a chance of having children immediately. So this is why Kadesh Yu Lohem Banim Haris, so they have a lot of children. Ha'isa Kalmana of Yudam Arav, Kalmana of Lomana Mamish. Says that we were like an Almana, but not exactly like an Almana, we were like an Almana. Ela ke Isha Sheh Halak Bala Medea Suyam V'dat Halak Sor Ela. We're like a woman whose husband went overseas and he's planning on coming back. So there's a machlokas between the Marsha and Divrishal, whether this imagery of us being like an Almana, that's how the structure was, is that a good thing or a bad thing? According to the Marsha, that it is positive, because even though it seems like we're an almana, it seems like we're a widow, it seems like our husband, as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not coming back, but it's not true. It's only kealmana. It's really he left us, but he's coming back. According to Divrei Shaul, he looks at it in a negative capacity. A widow could take another husband. The Bnei Yisrael are like an aguna, that they can't move on. Just like an aguna can't move on, so too Bnei Yisrael cannot move on. The Gemara then tells a story. The Gemara then says, "Rabasi bagoyim, sarasi babdinos." That what does this pasuk mean? Like I was an officer in the provinces. On Rav and Rav Yochanan, kol makom shein holchim, wherever we go, nasim sarim ladoneim. We become like officers to our masters. So the Gemara is going to give a story with respect to this. Tana Rabbanan, rabbis teach. Ma'ase bishnei bnei adam. The story of two people. Shinish Bahar Karmel, they became taken captive in Har Karmel. Vahaya Shabai Mahalech Achrayam, and their captor was following them. Amar Lo was walking after them. Amar Lo Echad Beham, one of the captives said to his friend, Lechaveir, his friend, Gomo Shemahalech Es Lefadenu, Suma Bachas Meineha, Utuna Shte Nodos, Achad Shel Yai, Vachad Shel Shemen, Ushne Bene Adam Haman Higimosa, Echad Yusov Echad Nachri. So one of the captains said to his friend, there is a camel that is going in front of us, is blind in one of its eyes, and it's carrying on its back two pitchers, one of wine and one of oil. And there are two people who are leading it. One person who's leading it is a Jew and one's a non-Jew. So wow, like that's amazing. How is he able to know how to do that? How is he able to tell if that's true? Amr Lahen, Shabbai, Amkshiorf. You guys are the captor who's leading them said, you guys are a stiff-necked nation, that even in your state of exile, you don't humble yourself, but you pretend like you are wise people, you're prophets. You're able to say, oh, I know this. Like, how are you supposed to know that? Me'ayin atem yodim, how do you know these things? Amarlo, so they said, Gamol, how do you know that the camel is blind in one eye? Ma'asavim shelafaneha, from the grass that's in front of it. Bitzad shiro, chalas, plan she'ena ro'eno chalas. It's eating the grass only on one side, not on another side. So obviously it can only see on one side. Utuna she'enos achav she'ena v'achav shel shevet. And it's carrying two jugs, or two pitchers, one of wine, one of oil. She'yayin mitavtev, the one that's of wine that drips, v'shokan, and it sinks in the ground. V'shel shevet mitavtev bitzav, and the one that's oil is simply dripping, and it floats, it remains on top of the ground. So they knew that these were two different jugs, two different pitchers. And the fact that there are two people who are leading the camel, one's a non-Jew, one's a Jew. How do I know that? Nachri nifla der, the non-Jew, when it has to go to the bathroom, it goes to the bathroom in the middle of the road because it's not modest. And the Jew turns to the side because he's modest. So radaf achreim. So this captor chases after the camel and its leaders, umatza k'divrehem, and he found like exactly what they said is correct. He came and he kissed them on their heads. And he brought them to his house, and he made for them a big party. He was dancing in front of them. And he said, blessed is God who chose his children of Avram and gave them his wisdom. Wherever they go, they become officers to their master. And he let them go free from their state of captivity. They went to their houses in peace. So the point of the story is that Yitzchak said that even in captivity, Jews have spiritual powers. And the way he explains this story is that the camel is like the Yishmaelim, the non-Jew. And the wine refers to bodily, the pitcher of wine refers to bodily things, physical things, and the oil refers to spiritual things. The Yishmaeli, the Arab, wants to destroy both the body and the soul, but he is blind to one eye because he can only destroy the body and not the soul. He cannot see the spiritual. And so they can cause the wine to disappear, that's the physical, but not the oil. However, if you have two leaders, and one's a Jew, one's a non-Jew, and even if we try to hide, if the Jew tries to hide his spirituality, he won't be able to hide his spiritual side, because we're going to be, in our behavior, we're going to be modest. That's how he explained this. And the Marsha explained that we are a stiff-necked nation, Amkshi Oref. That means even Golos, we keep our wisdom. Now when he blessed him, he gave him a bracha of Barach Shenasan, Shebachar Bazarah Shel Avram, Nasa Lehem Mechach Mazah. He gave them from his wisdom. So the Gemara says in Brachos that if you see a Jew, you say Baruch Shechalak Mechach Mazah Rev, he was Mechalek, he divided, he gave a portion of his wisdom to those who fear him. For the non-Jew, this Baruch Shenasan, that he gave it. So what's it, why one Chalak and one Nasan? So the Beis Yosef points out that the nefashos Yisrael chatzuf mitachas kisei hakavod. The souls of the Jewish souls are hewn from the under the kisei hakavod. They're like part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. Now when we have our wisdom from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it's like we're taking part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the non-Jews, so they are farther from Hashem, and it's as if God gave a gift from his property that's not part of God to the non-Jews. And other Mefarshim say something similar to that, that one is Torah versus wisdom, secular wisdom, that for the Marsha points out that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Jewish people the Chachmas HaTorah. So that's part of their portion. So it's Chalak, it's part of their Chalak. He's giving his wisdom he's giving the Torah to the Jewish people, as opposed to non-Jews, it's Chachma Dalma, it's wisdom of the world, and therefore it's not, and therefore she's simply no sin he's giving them. And there are other Mefarshim say something, similar ideas. The Pachad Yitzchak of Hutner writes in Mamar Tes Osbeis, he says that that al chacham al chachmas Torah shech lemach shechalak, al chacham al chachmas Torah. It makes sense to say shechalak, al chacham al chachmas teva, But Chacham, with the wisdom of nature, you say Shinasan. So that's a giving. The same idea. That for the Jewish people, it's also called the Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. It's like it's an inheritance. It's a chelek. Okay, so the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Bachol Sivka Balayla." So then the pasuk says, in the pasuk Beis of Eicha, that Shtei Bechios Halal, so the double language of Bach of crying. So these two Bechios, these two cries, Lama, why are they? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yochanan, Echad Al Chorban, Echad Al Mikdash Rishon, Echad Al Mikdash Sheni. One refers to the first destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. One refers to the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara continues, says Balayla. What does it mean Balayla? Aliske Laila, on a matter that happened at night. What happened at night? Shinema Vatisa Kolida Vivku as Kolam Vivku Ham Balayla. This refers to when the Bnei Yisrael cried in the desert with the sin of the Meraglim. They cried at that night. They came back at night. The spies came back. And they told them that we can't enter into Eretz Yisrael, and they cried at night. Right? So it's not and even though it's not so clear in Bamidbar, in Parsha Shlach, even though it's not clear that they were mevaze, that they acted inappropriately. Then the Gemara continues, and it says, Amar Rabba Amar Yochanan, also Halayla Leil Tisha B'Av, it was the night of Tisha B'Av. Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Achisa B'Chiyah Shalchina, V'Ani Ekbal Lachem B'Chiyah Doros. You're crying for nothing? So I'm going to establish for you crying for generations. So what do you mean crying for nothing? Why is it for nothing? So it could be, the Ramban wants to say in Allah Torah, that in Parashas Shlach, Perak Yudal, Pasuk Laman Aleph, the Pasuk says, V'tapcha ma'asher amartim lavaziya. So lavaz means he says that your children who you said are going to be carried off if you try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So like, this means that they were crying for nothing, lavaziya. And then also he brings a pasuk from Devarim Aleph Chav Zayin, V'tei Rognu Ba'aleichem, and they were saying silly things or ridiculous things. They're crying for nothing. And when we're recalling the story of the Chet HaMeraglim, the Torah's Chaim points out that how do we know it's Bechir L'Doros? Why is it crying for generations? So they cried that night. Why does it do it for generations? He wants to say because it should have said Vayifku Ha'am Balayla Hazeh, and they cried on this night. Very often the Torah refers to something, it refers to Halayla Hazeh, that night. Laila Hahu, so that refers to something, that night is going to be a fixed night, where it's going to be a time of crying, unfortunately. A Davar Acher, another explanation. Oh, and one other point, is the Maral writes, what's the connection between the sin of the Meraglim and the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash? So he wants to say that if the Jewish people would have left Egypt and then entered into Eretz Yisrael right away, the connection would be eternal. Leaving Mitzrayim was eternal. If they would have entered into Eretz Yisrael, it would have been eternal. And no matter what, it would have been a Nitzchis La'olam. And there would never be a possibility that they could leave Eretz Yisrael. Because it would have been their natural place. It's their Malkum HaTV. They leave one area for good, and they enter another area for good. Then they couldn't leave that area. Once they demonstrated that we don't want this place, we despise this place, and they cried for this. They cried about going to Eretz Yisrael. So then it created a breach, a break between the Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, so it's no longer the natural place. And it opens up the possibility for Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. It opens up the possibility that they could be exiled in the future. The Gemara says, Davar Acher, Balayla, what does it mean Balayla? Shekola Bocha Balayla, Kol Nishma. If you cry at night, you can hear your voice. That's because, some of us want to say, because during the day there's a lot of noise, a lot of stuff going on, but at, that's where the, because at night, no one's doing work, everyone's at home, so you can hear the crying at night. Some say that when you cry at night, so the stars and the constellations are crying with you. Another explanation is balayla at night. If you're crying at night, then one who hears your voice crying will cry with you. And he brings a story for this. The story of a woman, she was the neighbor of Gamliel Shemes, but now her son died. She would cry over him at night. Gamliel heard her voice and he cried opposite her, till his eyelashes start falling out because of his tears. The next day, he grew both Tamidav. His students recognized that he was crying because of the neighbor, and they removed her from the neighborhood because otherwise Rabbi Gamliel would continue crying because he would listen to her cry all night.